Make your networking timely. Networking at a snail's pace is a good way to limit your success. Waiting to call or write or meet for coffee mainly only accomplishes one thing. It helps them forget you. In fact, there are a number of areas in your networking practice which benefit from prompt action. First, follow up after a first meeting. You've attended the event, you've asked for and received a few business cards, now you just have to follow up. Assuming you didn't schedule your next appointment while you were still together, remember that those cards have an expiration date. My rule of thumb is 1 day for every 2 minutes you spoke with them. After that, you'll essentially be making a cold call. Second, follow up after a coffee. Everyone likes a quick email acknowledging that they spent some valuable time with you. Even more important, if you promised information or a contact to the person you met, be sure to provide it as soon as you can, definitely within the week. They might not hold it against you if you don't do as you said, but you are missing out on a chance to make yourself someone whom they keep at the top of their mind. Third, follow up on a referral. Okay, this one might seem amazingly obvious, but believe it or not, there are people out there who don't respond to a referral immediately. They let it sit in their email inbox, and when and if they eventually follow up on the opportunity, they discover that the chance has gone cold. Then they can only complain that they never had a chance. And guess how likely it is that the same person is going to pass them any more referrals. What it all comes down to is constant, timely communication. Like a good joke, you have to have your timing just right. Mess that up, and no one will be having any fun.